This is Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Hello, friends.
Hi, friends.
Welcome back to another edition of Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast. Today is a very special day because we have a very, very special guest, not only our podcast sponsor, but a dear, dear, dear friend of ours, Miss Jenny Becknell. Hello, Jenny.
Hi, everybody.
So glad you could join us today. We're going to be doing a get to know Miss Jenny Becknell.
Yes. Super excited. So I love our dear sponsor. She is so wonderful. She's such an encourager. And a lot of these questions today, I actually know already. So this is exciting. But Jenny has no clue what we're going to ask her. And I love putting one of my besties on the spot. So I don't know that she likes that. But we will have some easy questions and we'll have some deeper questions. So the first one, Jen, I think you're going to end up with all the deep questions, but that's okay. So anyway, Jenny, I know this answer, but what is your favorite color and why?
My favorite color is red. And the reason is, I guess because it always has been. I don't really know the why. It's bright, it's fun, it's I don't know, out there, I guess. I never really thought about why.
You're a powerhouse, Jenny. So red to me means power. So when I see a lady in red, or even like the presidents always wear like a red tie, I think power.
So interesting.
My little friend is a powerhouse. So anyway,
I've always loved red for as long as I can remember. So
side Very note cool. there.
Weather Channel. Hot in Savannah, Georgia.
All right, Jen, you're up.
All right. Oh, so we're going to alternate the questions. Got it. Sorry. So what did you want to be when you grew up, when you were a little girl? What was the first thing you recalled that, man, this is just what I want to be when I grow up?
I wanted to be, will remember this, I was in second grade, and we had a project that we had to do what we wanted to be when we grew up, and I wanted to be a nurse, but I also wanted to be a teacher. So I kind of thought maybe I would teach nursing to people because I didn't know how to incorporate both things together. Needless to say, I never became a nurse, but I became a mother, which you have to do some nursing. But I've always been teaching. So, yes.
It almost sounded like you were going to say, I wanted to be a nerd. I was like, really? You wanted to be a nerd?
All of my children got that part.
Okay. Well, I embraced my nerdiness too. So I was just like, all right, all the nerds unite. But then you were like, you added the on there, nurse. I was like, oh, okay.
That's right. Nurse.
And Jenny is like the best teacher. She has the patience for these kiddos. She will read my kids a book over Facebook Kids Messenger. Like, she's the best at that. Not a trait that I have, although I am going to homeschool the kids again. But anyway, folks, just pray for me. It's fine. It's fine. So, Jenny, what was your favorite subject in school?
Anything that had to do with physical activity. So any sort of gym class or sports, that was definitely my favorite. And then math. I like numbers. Numbers always speak to me. And I'll be very interested to know if this is episode 44, because I have this whole numbers thing going on, like crazy numbers thing happening in my life for the last, I don't know, 3 months. It's happened before. It stopped, went away. Everything is coming to me. And like, I'll look at my clock. I could show you guys so many messages of it's like 11:11, it's 4:44, it's 3:33, it's 2:22. It's been happening. Like my partner at work is completely blown away because I literally just hold up my phone, like, look what time it is. So we're trying to figure out what that means. I've kind of looked into it a little bit.
Yeah.
And what I understand is that it just means it's like a message from God that he's with you. He's watching you. He loves you. And he's around you. So kind of cool, but I'll be interested if this is episode 44.
It actually is episode 44.
It is.
Wow.
That's so there's amazing. Confirmation that you are supposed to be the guest tonight, Jenny.
That is amazing.
And I know that you are very athletic and love to compete. I do know that about you. What do you think that is? Why do you think you like being so competitive?
I don't know. I'm not as competitive now. Yeah, I'm not as competitive now as I used to be, for sure. But it was because I got attention that way. And when I was growing up, I did anything I could do to get attention. And I was really good at gymnastics. I was really good at anything that had to do with sports. I was a little muscle girl and I just loved it. I loved to, and I got a lot of attention that way. People talked, that was where I got positive attention from my parents, my dad. That's where I would hear him compliment me or talk good about me, was about how well I did in sports. So I tried to excel in that sort of thing. So I think that's probably why.
That's awesome.
So in school, of all the teachers that you had, who was your favorite and why were they your favorite? Like, what did they impart into you? Aside teaching you stuff like to read or whatever.
Yeah, that's a great question. I had two favorite teachers. One was Miss Fryermuth and one was Miss Pilot. And they both took time to see me. They took time, I had a very difficult time reading when I was younger and like reading comprehension and even just like being able to read the words correctly. Like I think I was born a very creative person, but it was never fostered in my life. And so it was kind of smashed down. And so I would read like a simple sentence and it would just say, you know, the cat ran across the street, but I would read the black cat ran swiftly across the road. Like, I don't know where these words came from, but so I think I'm answering this question. I think I'm getting off topic. But yeah, so I think, remind me of the question again. I don't know where I just went
with
that.
Who was your favorite teacher and why?
Oh, my favorite teacher. Yes. Okay. Thank you. So they saw me and
reeling
spent
it in.
Time with me. I know. They saw me, spent time with me, wanted to get to know me, took the time to help me, and didn't make me feel like I was a less than somebody else. Because yeah. I had to go to them for special reading classes and those sort of things. They didn't make me feel like they were pulling me away. They made me feel like they were doing something exciting and special just for me because I was special, not because there was something wrong with me or something I needed to learn that I wasn't grasping. So I think that's the reason for both of them.
That's good.
Shout out to all the amazing teachers out there, especially the ones that helped one of my dear friends. So, sweet Jenny, what is the most amazing place you have ever visited and why? I feel like I know this answer.
Do you? Maybe you can help me. I don't.
Maybe she could answer for you. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know that I really have any place with my whole family.
Yeah.
Any place that I'm at with my husband and all six of my children and my grandchildren would be the best place for me to be. So I don't know that there's a favorite place. I think my favorite place will be taking my first cruise, but I've never done that yet. So yeah, what would you say? What would you think that I was going to say?
I would have thought, and all those people were there that were living anyhow, would have been Key West, because you had all your people
That's
there.
where we were. Yeah, that was the place that that happened. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's true. Yeah, Isle
And you
Morada.
got to see all the creepy crawlers. Jenny
Yes.
loves little creatures and creepy crawlers that I don't like. So
Yes.
all of her family, like her
That's right.
sons, they're so wild. Like they're like, love snakes and ugh. Anyway, listen to
Ferrets
you.
and
Ugh.
peacocks and you name
Peacocks are
it.
pretty. Yeah.
Alrighty, Jenny, friend of mine. So, food is a good thing, but what is your favorite food and why? And are you a sweets or a salty girl?
Salty. I
Salty,
can
me
answer
too.
that one quickly.
Yep.
Yes. I love salt. Favorite food. I guess I would say Italian.
Italian,
Like,
okay.
I think if I had to pick my favorite, I don't know. I'm not very good with the favorites thing.
Pasta, Jenny, come on.
I do love pasta, yeah.
If there
But I
was
love potatoes. I love
something
potatoes too.
that you knew like tomorrow was it, like your last meal, what would it be? Like what would be the final thing you would want to taste? And I know it sounds very morbid, but like that's the way I related mine as far as like
Jen
if
wanted some
I
biscuits and gravy.
biscuits and gravy, absolutely. That's my all-time favorite meal.
I know, and I need to make mine for you because it's so good. I wanted to tell you that too. I think if I was gonna, if I had a had to have a last meal, it would be buffalo chicken and some sort of pasta, like chicken and shrimp carbonara or something spicy. I like
Ooh.
spicy. Yeah, I like spicy food.
Well, there you go. That answers that
That was
fairly
that.
well. Yep.
Yeah.
When you nail it down to where you know you can't pick anything else, and it was like totally it's like, oh
Yeah.
yeah, then I would eat that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And I do need to make my biscuits and gravy for you, Jen. I can't believe I've
Oh my
never done
gosh.
that.
Homemade biscuits?
Oh yeah, she does.
Yes.
Ooh, I'm there. I'm so there.
Yes.
I'm so there. And sausage gravy, like
Yes. Sausage
sausage.
is in the gravy. I know. I've tried to figure out how I can make it and send it to you from Georgia, and I haven't figured that out yet. I
Man, oh
remember
man,
from
oh
your
man.
question, it's one of my
That
specialties.
I love that. And it was so funny after we did that the very next week, I was like, Bill, we're gonna have biscuits and gravy for dinner. That's exactly what we did.
Yes.
Sausage,
Yes.
gravy, and the whole thing. Woo, yeah. But I digress. Next question, Miss Tiff.
So we had one too many questions. So I'm skipping number seven and I'm moving to eight, Jen, just for reference. But how old were you, sweet Jenny, when you began your walk with the Lord?
I went to Catholic school my whole life, but my relationship with Jesus, which I feel like is totally a completely different thing, happened for me when I was in my 30s. I think it was like 2009 to be exact. I believe it was 2009 to be exact, I think. That's my kind of answer.
To be exact, I think.
It's either exact or you think. So I believe it was in 2009. So I was in my 30s. I'm 50 years old now, so do the math. I don't know what how old I was, but
You're the one good with numbers, Jenny. Come on now.
That's right.
I know. Yes, but yeah, definitely that's when my relationship with Jesus really truly started. Like that's when he became like my friend, my best friend, and it wasn't just like this disciplinary thing, which is what I always kind of grew up like thinking,
Yeah.
like God was in heaven just like writing down every horrible bad thing, and I might as well just call it a day and go to hell. You know, that's what I thought. And so once I realized that Jesus like loved me and wanted to be part of my life and wanted me to surrender to him, and he knew every little thing that I did and I said, and there was no secrets, I was like, oh boy, okay, okay, Jenny, it's time to do some, it's time to do some soul searching, changing some things in your life. So yeah. And it's been amazing since then.
Very cool. So keeping that whole thing, that whole theme of the Lord, what is the Lord doing in you right now? Like, what is he doing in your life that just is like, man, mind-blowing, profound, whatever it is? What's the Lord doing in your life right now?
I think I'm in kind of a, you know, one of those weird seasons right now where he's definitely trying to get my attention. Like, Jenny, I'm here still. Like, what's going on with you? So I've been going through a little bit of a, not really a depression, but I've been kind of down lately. My family has been bringing it to my attention. Like, what's going on with you? Like, maybe it's time. I'm in a new place with some relationships, kind of searching out like exactly where to go with those. And there's this, that whole numbers thing I was talking about earlier has been happening. So I've really been trying to pay attention to what he's trying to show me, and reminding me that he hasn't forgotten about me. And so I think I've had a lot going on. You know, within the last year, we have adopted a child. Well, he's not a child. He's a 16-year-old boy. And so my focus, it has changed where what I'm focusing on, my career has been changing a little bit. And so I think he's just, it's just like, he's reminding me that he's walking with me, that he loves me, that he adores me. And that what he has started isn't finished yet, but it isn't because it's not going to, it's because he's, you know, he's still working with me on some things.
Yeah.
And bringing me the right resources, I guess. So I'm in kind of a funk place right now, which is, I wish I didn't, that wasn't my answer, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well,
though.
To put a positive spin on that, I feel like he's actually like opening a new passion in you. And I'm not sure that you're ready to talk about that right now, but like, kind of going into our next question, I feel like he's taking you somewhere. Like he is like showing you, like for Jen and I, like our greatest source of pain in our lives is now became like our ministry. And I see him doing and unveiling those things in you too. So anyway, side note, I'm excited about it. So the next question is where do you see yourself in 10 years from now?
Oh gosh, I'll be 60 years old. I'll be a grandmother to lots of cute little grandbabies.
You will. They're like popping out like crazy these days.
I know. I don't know. I really, really, really pray that I am doing something. Like I have a career right now that I like, but it's not my passion. And so I figure out a way to enjoy wherever I am in my life. But I would love to see myself finding the right role in the things that I'm passionate about. I'm very passionate about people in general. I'm very passionate about children. I'm very passionate about adoption in all sorts of ways. I'm a birth mother. I'm an adoptive mother. I'm a biological mother. I'm all of those mother things. I've had many prophetic words over me over the years that I am a mother to many. And so I think that there's just a lot of that in my life. And so I think it would be really cool to find my spot in that and the healing that I still need for myself in the birth mother area for sure. Yeah, and still obviously working. I want to work. I love to work. I love to be busy. But I think doing something that I can still make money at, but also something I'm super passionate about, I think would be amazing.
Yeah, it reminds me, one of our pastors at Crossroads, Terry Phillips, one of his messages one time, he said, "What breaks your heart?" And paused, and he said, "Whatever that is, there you might find your purpose." And
Yes,
that
I
was
remember that.
just so simply put, but was so beautiful. And that sounds like, and it feels like, just knowing you so well, that's the direction you're kind of headed with the Lord. And I think he's uncovering and revealing those things daily through
Yes.
podcast and all other avenues, numbers and all the things. So,
So what would be a bucket list vacation for you?
A cruise. I really, really, really want to go on a cruise.
Anywhere specific?
Anywhere.
It could be an Alaskan cruise or.
Anywhere that Tiffany tells me to go. I'll go on your cruise with you, Jen. Isn't there a cruise that you were going to be going on
No,
that got canceled?
I've never been on a cruise.
That was
Now,
Ireland.
yeah, it was Scotland in
Scotland.
2020.
And
For COVID.
there was a vacation you were going to be going on that. That's what I'm remembering.
Oh, it breaks my heart. So, that breaks my heart. That must be my purpose.
Yes.
There you
My
go.
purpose is
Amen.
Scotland. I'm just kidding.
I have some of those.
I'm not trying to make light of that. It just was a funny, like, little, like, segue. But yeah, I would love to go to Scotland. But you would go on a cruise anywhere, huh? Anywhere. Didn't matter where.
Yeah, I don't think it would matter where. Just the
Okay.
experience of it. Yeah.
Okay. I hear there's lots
Need
of
to do
food,
this together. Oh my gosh.
endless food, lots of drinks, lots of sunshine, lots of activities.
I think I'm a pretty easy to please person. I think I'm pretty easy.
Yeah. Me too.
Cruises are so amazing. So I know you're going to love this question because this is like about your favorite human being on the face of the earth.
Favorite.
And no, it's not me. I'm surprised, folks. It is not me. But where did you meet your husband?
Humble, thy name is Tiffany.
Yeah, I know. So where did you meet your husband? And give us a quick rundown, if you will, on your love story.
Oh gosh.
Oh gosh,
Okay,
she's
so
gonna
I met
blush, Matthew.
Matthew Rogers Becknell. So I met my husband through, okay, so my best friend at the time and Matt's best friend were dating. So that's how we met, was through the two of them dating. And ironically, my best friend, it's such a strange story, but my best friend at the time, her name's Amy. She is her daughter is now married to my son, so she and I share a grandchild together. So she's actually here in Savannah, Georgia, right now as we speak. She's flying home tomorrow, and yeah. So, and that was in 1992 when we met, and so yeah. So we met. Oh gosh, I could go way off on this, but I have a daughter that's 30 years old that I have an open adoption with. And I met him right after I had this beautiful baby girl and had chosen an open adoption for her. And so I met him at the absolute most horrible time in my entire life. And, he was just, it makes me emotional, but he was the absolute best friend in the world to me at the time. And I still get so emotional about it. She's 30 years old, but you would have thought it happened yesterday. But anyway, he was the greatest friend in the world to me. and has never stopped being that. He's always just, sorry, you guys got me crying.
Like Oprah.
He's always, he's been my cheerleader. He's been the greatest man that, yeah, God for sure was gifting me with the best when he gave Matt to me. So, yeah.
Oh, that's very cool.
On and on and on about Matt.
Yes, I could. But yeah, so we've been married since 1995, 28 years. And we have four sons together. And then we just adopted a 16-year-old boy in March of this year. The adoption was official in March of this year. So we have five sons together. And then my beautiful 30-year-old daughter, she's the oldest. So, but yeah, again, that was an open adoption. But we've always been a huge part of each other's lives. So six altogether, six children altogether.
Awesome. So what is your favorite hobby?
Listening to podcasts, yours in particular.
That's true.
I love podcasts. I love books on tape. Like I love that whole like hearing, that's how I learn, hearing things and writing things down. That's how my brain connects it all together. So love listening to podcasts, listen to them on my way to work every day, on my way home. And so I'd say yeah, that. And then this kind of thing is my kind of thing. Like I just did this with my family this past weekend, just asking them random questions, making people think about things and create new things. And I just love getting to know people. I am so energized by people and getting to know their stories. So I love listening to like podcasts that talk about people's lives. That's why your guest that you just had on, what was her name that I just told
Michelle
you guys about
Dees.
Today, that two episodes ago, Michelle, oh my gosh, her story was so great. I love that she not only shared what she does, but she shared her story, some of her story, of her experience in life. And I just think that's what, yeah, I love that. So I don't know if that's really a hobby, but it is now.
Yeah. It's what
you've
you do,
made
right?
It a hobby.
Yeah. So what is your favorite book? I know it's going to be one you can listen to. Well, besides me and Jen's, of course, let's just get that out of the way.
Woohoo!
Besides A Beautiful Healing and From Stilettos to Grace, besides those.
My favorite book. I think the first thing that came to my mind was A Purpose Driven Life. Mm-hmm. That was a book that really had a huge impact on me when I was in my 30s, like we were just talking about before. When I started going to Crossroads and really realizing that Jesus was someone that could actually be a person I had a relationship with. I read that book and it really, really, really made me start chasing after him. So that was the first thing that came to my mind. So I'm just going to go with that one.
Yeah. Like it. Good one.
What's your favorite movie?
Either Mary Poppins or Sound of Music.
Very cool. And you could watch those over and over and over again, no matter where you are, all the things, right?
Yes. Mary Poppins, The Sound of Music, and Titanic. Those three.
Oh, Titanic just made it in there.
Yes.
It's not sunk after all.
Those are the three that I could watch over and over. And probably the only movies I've ever watched more than once. Not a big movie person.
And might I add, you still want to go on a cruise. Every time I talk about cruises, they're like, have you not seen the Titanic? And I'm like, y'all, that was like 4 zillion years ago. And they have made some, you know, progress since then. We're okay. It's going to be fun. Anyway.
And I don't have a lot of fear. I don't have a lot of fear. So I'm very lucky in that way. So I truly believe that if I'm supposed to go down, I'll go down and it'll be great. And I'll be ready to go to heaven. So it's cool. Mm.
Amen.
Not worried.
Yep. What is your favorite God moment?
Gosh, I know what it is. It's just sharing it.
Is it too private? If it's too private, don't share it if you don't feel
It's
like it.
okay. I'm trying to figure out a good way. It was a moment where I was convicted of sin in my life, and the response that I received from revealing that being complete, utter love, compassion, grace, unabounding grace, and literally knowing that there is absolutely no other way that I would receive that response if God wasn't real. Like, there's absolutely, it was 100% him taking over that situation and giving me the grace that I didn't deserve, and love, compassion. Is that a good way of describing it? Yeah.
Because I think we all have those moments, right, where we've messed up royally and we don't deserve the grace, but people show up and they're God's hands and feet, and they give it to us anyway, so it's amazing when those God moments like that happen, because it's hard
Absolutely.
to be
Because
that for others sometimes, right?
yes, and that's exactly what I was getting ready to say. Because when you have that, it then becomes your desire to give that to as many people as you can, because you know how much that changes and changes you. So, yes.
That's so
You do
good.
like the best job at that. I just need to plug that because that is one of your best qualities. I remember when we first met, and this is just a little side note, but all the time I would get so mad at Jenny because the first thing she would do was really take the bad guy's side. And she like had eyes of the father to see in them, like just the love inside of them and the goodness inside of them. So now I love that about Jenny because, my relationship with the Lord has grown. But at first I was like, Jenny, shut up. But
That's
she
funny
really
because,
is so good
yeah,
at the graces.
M Matt will say that sometimes too. Like, he'll say, all I did was leave my shorts on the bedroom floor, Jenny. Like, a convicted murderer could show up at our front door and you'd be like, come on in, let's talk about why you are where you got, how you got to be where you are today. And you're forgiven and let me give you some food. But I left my shorts on the ground and you're like so mad at me. Like, you can forgive me too, probably. I'm like, yeah, you're probably right.
That's so So what is your next goal? Small goal, big goal? You may not be able to talk about it, considering I know you're thinking of something, but whatever you can share, big goal, small goal.
I would say my next goal is dealing with the you and you guys help me. You guys have no idea how much your podcast helps me with these things. I try to like tell you guys, but there's when you're listening to podcasts, you're usually I'm driving. And so my immediate response, I'm talking to you and I'm telling you, yes, Jen, yes, that's right. And and I'll like respond to you, but you don't hear me.
You're our
And
hallelujah corner, right? That's right.
yes.
Amen.
But you
Hallelujah.
guys help me like so, like the little, there's just so many nuggets of reminders that your podcast gives me to
That's
deal with
good.
things in my life. I mean, it's so really amazing. And I think that we were just talking about, I love people. I love to always look at the bright side of every situation. There's positive and there's negative everywhere you go. And I really, really try to focus on the positive and the good wherever we are. And I'm just struggling with this area in my life. And I was reminded during the podcast the other day that, we're to take all of our thoughts captive, not everything that we think we have to say. I have to remind myself of that sometimes. And And that God is doing the healing even when we're not aware of it. And
That's good.
so if I don't have the response all the time that I want to have, that it's okay for me to just sit in it and continue to pray about it and ask God to stay in that and keep doing whatever healing he's doing in it, and know and believe that in the end, he wins this whole thing. So So I think, I'm ready for my next level of real healing of this, this scar that has just been ripped off. I think, and I've been so like vulnerable and like fresh again, with a lot of things that have to do with open adoption. And that's, you know, ultimately where, even though it was 30 years ago, it's been kind of ripped apart again. And I've been really tender and emotional and vulnerable in that area. But I know that in the end that, it's all going to be good. I just keep remembering, like, if it's not good, it's because it's not finished. So.
Yeah. Amen. So hopefully the answer is yes, but we'll see here. Do you like surprises, Jenny? Why or why not?
I do like surprises. I do. You guys surprised me and had a birthday party for me for my 50th birthday. And I was so shocked. That was the biggest surprise ever in my life. That was such a huge surprise. I had literally no idea. And it was so funny because I walked around the corner to go to a friend's house. And whenever I go to this friend's house, I always announce myself like, here I am, the party can start. And so I walked around the corner to be typical silly Jenny to say, here I am, the party can start. And as I did, I looked and I realized, wait, and then I heard surprise, I guess. And I'm looking around and I'm realizing these people don't all connect to being in this environment. Like, they shouldn't all be in this backyard. How does she know? Wait a minute. Hold on. They just said surprise. And so it was a complete shock. I had no idea. And that's when the first time I really realized I do like surprises.
Oh,
cause I don't think I would have answered that the same way before that party. I might've said no, but yeah, okay. I loved it.
What was so funny about that is when I had these questions and I was talking about surprise parties and stuff like that, and you, I think you had sent me a text or made a comment somewhere about, oh, that would be really cool having a surprise party. And then it was like, and I was thinking, boy, girl, wait till you find out what's coming your way. It was so cool.
Yeah, it's true, because people have to think about you and they have to like plan, which means, so when you were saying that, like, yeah, they have to think about you ahead of time and they have to, it can't just be a spur of the moment thing. Like, even if it's done in a couple of days, they still had to like decide to do this, get people together that don't necessarily always go together. So
yeah,
it was super amazing. I should have sent out thank you letters.
No,
I didn't do that.
That's all
I
right.
Hope everybody knows how thankful I was for that.
No, we don't.
Well,
no.
You know, I cried for a little while, but then I got over it. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. I'll send you one.
I never send thank you letters. So hopefully no one ever cries, because I'm a hot mess.
I'm so totally kidding. Well, this is your last question.
Okay.
So
she has one more after this, but go ahead.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, I was thinking because of this. So
yeah.
Okay, so if you could plan our podcast and you could pick anybody in the world for us to interview, like sky's the limit, you had access to everyone, who would be the one you would want us to have as a guest on the show?
Jesus.
Well, very cool.
There you go.
He would know the questions before we asked him, then he would have all the answers. So there you go. That would make a perfect interview.
I feel really terrible now that that wasn't my answer.
Absolutely. Yeah,
that would definitely. Oprah.
Oprah's good. Oprah probably would be close to. Yeah. close up there for sure for me.
Yeah. Well, this was so much fun.
Yes, it
and
was.
seriously, Jenny, like, we can't thank you enough for loving us and supporting us and really, like, cheering us on, because you really have helped make this podcast happen. And you are very special to the both of us. And we adore you and we love you. And we're so thankful that you
I
are
love
our
you
friend
guys
and
so
our
much.
number one cheerleader.
Yes, and I love that I can listen to you guys. I can hear your voice. I know what's going on in your lives. You speak into my life every week that I listen to your podcast. So yeah, I love it. I love that you guys are doing it. I'll always support you. And you were really, you're really, really good at what you do. So there's always that part.
Well, thanks.
And
that's
before
sweet.
We wrap up, Jen, I just wanted to, I know that this podcast will be going out the week of my year anniversary for my book. And
oh,
we
awesome.
Had talked about doing this, but I just wanted to quickly say that, and I know Jen's is coming up as well, so we'll have to do something really cool, but I want to do a book giveaway for the year anniversary. So we need to think of a quick keyword that they can email into the link. And the first person to send that word, and I know what the word is now because I'm looking at it in Jenny's screen, but the word travel, the first person to send travel to that email will get a free copy of my book. And thank you to all of our listeners who have supported me in the year of my book. It's been amazing.
It's going to be a signed book too, right? To them?
Yeah. Signed book. Because everyone wants my autograph.
Hey, sign. Speaking
I
as
do.
An, yeah, I started to say, speaking as an author who has six other books out, it really is important for a reader to have a signed book. It is, because that the fact that you autograph it, really, it means something. And as a author, you giving that to a reader is like a gift of yourself to them, right?
Signed book. Yep.
Yep. So we'll
can I sponsor a second person to get a free book?
Ooh. Sure you can, Jenny.
Okay, what's
I want to do that.
Okay,
what's
so the first
keyword?
Two will get signed books. Okay. Personalized signed books by Miss Tiff.
Send the word travel.
Send the word travel to the email address in the description. It's always there. We always love to hear from you guys. So, and even if you don't want to if you don't want to win a free book, but you want to like pose a question or a topic or anything like that, we are always open. Also, we're both open to speaking at a church, a small group, what have you. Also reach out at that same link. But Miss Jenny Becknell, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
I love you guys.
We love you too so much. All right. See you later, guys.
Bye, friends.
You've been listening to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Podcast copyright 2023, Parable Road, LLC.